Dr. Sebek dediğin office note on patient Mary Shea, S-H-E-A, Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth 11-13-1953, date of service 11-14-2024, pre-paragraph of the patient, 71-year-old white female who presents to my office today, referred by Dr. Mary Bowden for medical evaluation, pre-paragraph, past medical history includes one hypertension, next hypothyroidism, next questionable atrial fibrillation maintained on Xarelto. Next history of COVID times one in the past, period. Paragraph past surgical history. She has had, C-section times three, hysterectomy, and bilateral total knee replacement surgery. Allergy. She's allergic to ceftriaxone and vancomycin. Social history. Patient is divorced. Has had total of three kids. She lost one kid, unfortunately, period. No smoking. She does drink alcohol, 1 to 2 drinks per day. No drug use. She's a retired teacher. Family history, father history of hypertension and congestive heart failure, mother history of hypertension, congestive heart failure, and pacemaker replacement. Sister died from congestive heart failure. She had diabetes and hypertension. Another brother has pacemaker. Review of systems reveals recent lightheadedness associated with palpitation, feeling weak, and with associated headaches and occasional chest pain during those episodes. She's being evaluated currently by cardiology for that. Also, she does report postnasal drip. She denies any nausea, vomiting. She does have indigestion at times. No abdominal pain, occasional constipation. She does have nocturia up to one time at night as needed. Also, she denies any straining. However, she does have complete bladder emptying. Occasional incontinence, no leg swelling. While the systems reviewed are negative. COVID vaccine status, none. Here, paragraph. Current medications reviewed include levothyroxine, quetiapine, ramipril, and Xarelto. Period. Paragraph. Laboratory data show the following. In June 2024, BUN was 31 creatine 0.96, estimated GFR 64. And on a more recent lab from Houston Methodist Hospital on August 2024, her creatine was 1.2 and estimated GFR was 45. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, she weighs 172 pounds, blood pressure 148 over 75, heart rate 69, temperature 98.1, autoset is 97% on Umair. HNT, pupils round, active for light and accommodation. She does have redness of her sclera, noted. Neck supple, no stiffness, originity, no JVD, noted. Oral mucosa is clear, no pharyngeal erythema, noted. Pure paragraph. Heart sounds are regulate and rhythm, normal S1-S2. No murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, gait, auscultation, no crackles or wheezes. Her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no speedomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is not focal. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan one, elevated serum creatinine may be related to pre-renal conditions. We're going to rule out chronic kidney disease. Serologic workup is going to be ordered. Repeat the kidney function tests, renal ultrasound, bladder ultrasound. And then we will go from there, period. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Patient to keep blood pressure low for me to review, to adjust her medications if needed. Next, hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Patient is following with cardiology, and she's following with EP as well, period, paragraph. End report, thanks. CC, Dr. Mary Bowden.